recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today, your homily highlight is brought to you by Monsignor Gerard O'Connor at St. Mary's Cathedral in Portland.
In these final days of the liturgical year of the Church, Sacred Scripture asks us to focus on the coming of the Lord. Today is the last day of ordinary, it's the last Sunday of ordinary time. Next Sunday is the last day of the liturgical year, which is Christ the King of the universe. And the following Sunday will be the first Sunday of the new year, which is the first Sunday of Advent of year A. So as we enter Advent, we will be reminded of the time when the Lord came in the flesh, when the Lord came into our history as a man, as the second person of the Trinity became human. And we'll focus on the incarnation and we'll offer our adoration to the Christ child as he came to rescue us as our savior and the means of our salvation. But Advent is also a reminder that the Lord will come again for us, will come at the end of time, will come at the end of our lives here on earth, whichever comes first. And so we're asked by the sacred scripture today to think about that, the coming of the Lord, the end, what would it look like for us? You know, a priest friend of mine used to tell me, tell a story that that someone came up to him and said, is it wrong for me to pray for death? And is it wrong for me to want to die? This was an older man and, you know, he was widowed and he didn't really have any relatives. He was somewhat sick, but not dying sick, you know. And the priest said, no, of course it's not. I mean, to a certain extent, when you think about it, it's what we all want, right? We know it's all coming. We know what's going to happen to us. But we want to go to heaven ultimately. We want to be united with God. We want to share fully in the divinity of our God. We want to share our lives with the saints and the loved ones that have gone before us, etc. And we live for all eternity. Remember, we are souls with a body, and the body will disappear. The soul will not. The soul will be united with its creator at one point. So no, it's never wrong to pray for death. And in fact, we have that beautiful pious tradition to pray to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may I breathe forth my soul in peace with you. We've been saying that for centuries. It's praying for a happy death. It's praying that when we come to the end of our earthly lives, we will be in God's favor. And that's what it's all about. The same priest who tells that story, this is a buddy of mine from my diocese. He says, to illustrate that in preparation for our own death, he said, when we were little kids, there were four of them in his family. He's actually the two twins and then two others. When they were little kids, their dad, who was a plumber in Lowell, they used to wait for him to come home after school, and he'd come home at 4:15 every night. And they'd hear the truck pull up, and the door of the truck crash closed as he got out of the truck, and they would run to the back door to meet Dad at 4:15. And the dog would be there, and they'd wagging its tail and going crazy, and everybody would go to the back door to meet Dad, and Dad would hug all the kids as they came in, and it's a sort of beautiful sight, right? And he said they used to do that every day. Most days, he said. Some days they didn't want to meet Dad because the new mom would get to him before they could get to him. And, you know, they'd done something wrong, right? And Dad was not going to be pleased with them. So then he said, on those days, me and my twin, usually it was the twins that were in trouble, would sheepishly wait in the living room for Dad to come home. They weren't excited to go and see him because they know they're going to be in trouble for something. And it's a strange analogy, but it's sort of true. We can all relate to it because sometimes we're really pleased to see our parents, our superiors, our, you know, whatever it is, our parish priests, and sometimes we're not, you know. And we can't afford to be like that at the end of our lives here on earth. We must have confidence going towards Jesus Christ, our Savior. We must have confidence in what he did on the cross will give us eternal life, but we must participate with him and the Holy Spirit, right? You know, we must participate. We must repent of our sins because forgiveness necessarily requires repentance. And that's very important. But this idea of, you know, our life here and, you know, when we come to it, it's funny because I was on the, I think this morning, early morning mass, said gentleman came up to me and said, I thank you for that homily. He said, it really means a lot because a lot of people don't get this. He said, I'm a hospice nurse, and so I just deal with the dying all the time. And he said, I can't tell you how many times you got to say to people, look, Granny was 101. What did you think was going to happen? You know? This is what he said to me. He's a hospice. He said, you don't say that to people, but you feel like thinking that. It's like, what did you expect? That, you know, Pfizer were going to have a drug that's going to make us all live forever, that's going to be, say, you know, tomorrow? No. It's our destiny. God created us for himself. He gave us this life here for us to do something, our vocation. And when that time has come, when that has been done and completed, he will call us home. And that may be when we're 101, or it may be when we're younger. We don't know the time, though the date, but we must be prepared. We must be prepared to go and running excitedly towards Jesus Christ, to join his divinity, to understand the truth. This is very important. Saint Monica was the mother of Saint Augustine. And Saint Augustine, you know all about Saint Augustine, I'm sure. He was that 5th century bishop in North Africa. But he didn't come to be a priest and a bishop by accident. It was through the prayers and tears of his mother. Because Augustine led a very promiscuous life and a very profligate life. And he was searching for, as they say in the song, searching for love in all the wrong places. But he was searching for God in all the wrong places as well, because he became, sort of a Gnostic. He was involved in sort of, you know, all these strange mystical religions, even magic and sorcery. And he just was off the rails. But he was searching. He was searching for stuff. And eventually he came to the truth of the Catholic faith. And so he wrote the famous autobiography, which is touted as the first autobiography in the Western culture, the Confessions of St. Augustine. And in there he has a scene where he's discussing the death of his mother. And they go to Ostia, they're in Italy, they've been in Milan, they go to Ostia, the coastal town near Rome, and they're going to get the boat back to Africa, where they're from. And the mother says to him at some point, after his conversion to the faith, he has this miraculous conversion to the faith, and he gives all to God. And they sit and they have these conversations about heaven. They discuss what heaven's going to be like, and that she can't wait to get there. And so she says at the end of this discussion, she said, now I want to die. She said, because the only thing I wanted in this life was to see you become a Catholic. And God has given me that gift. And therefore, there's nothing else I desire in this life. There's nothing that gives me any joy anymore. I'm done. I paraphrase that, but that's what she said. And Augustine wrote in his Confessions, the next day she took a fever, and 4 days later she died. And when she died, Augustine had this vision of her ascending into heaven, being greeted by angels. It's an amazing scene in his book, The Confessions of Augustine. But she sort of said, you know, God, you know, I'm an old lady. I spent my life crying and praying over this boy of mine who I wanted to be saved. God has given me that. And she saw that as her vocation was, as long as, you know, Augustine was away from the church and leading a sinful life, she wanted to be here to save him. And once that had come about, she sees no purpose in life here anymore. She wants to go home to her heavenly Father. And that's what the Lord did. Took her within 4 days of a very quiet death. So I say this because it's that time of the year when we're coming to Advent. We're reminded of the coming of Christ in the Incarnation. But it's also got that dual nature of the second coming of Christ, when he will come to judge the living and the dead. And we have a choice. We work towards running towards him with great confidence, or we sheepishly have to wait behind because we don't want to meet him because of the choices we make. And this is going to be different for all of us. All of us should think about death, you know, not in a morbid way all the time, but we need to think about it because it is the encounter with Jesus Christ, the final encounter. And it takes on a different form for some of us, doesn't it? So I was listening to a podcast about something or other, and the guys was a scientist from MIT. It was not a religious podcast. It was not about Christianity or anything. And the guy, I think, was just a non-believer of anything, an agnostic. But he was an intelligent man. And he said, And I'd never heard this expression before, but I think it exists, of course. He says you have this horizon of life, and at some point in your life it flips, which means that from the beginning you measure your life from when you're born, and you're going towards that horizon. And at some point it flips, and then you're just measuring your life towards your death. And he said, sometimes it flips, you know, early for some people, later for others. But it does flip, because we think, oh yeah, I'm 27, 28, 29, you know, I've got this all ahead of me, etc. But when you get to be 60, you think, I could only have 10 years left. The horizon's flipped. You're working towards the end now. And at some point that reality hits us. You know, it won't hit people who are 12 and things like this right now. They'd be sort of pious saints if they could think like that, if they're thinking about heaven all the time. But it should hit, you know, us of a certain age. You know, when we hit a certain age, you know, I may have 12 years left on this earth, you know. I don't think like I did when I was 12, thinking I've got eternity in front of me on this earth. You know, that life horizon flips. But it's a good thing, because it reminds us now we're working towards heaven. We're not working away from birth, you know. So let us think about this seriously as we come towards Advent, that we're going to celebrate the coming of the child Jesus, and we will adore that child. But we remember the second coming of Christ, when he will come to take us to the Father. Will we be excited about that?
And that is Monsignor Gerard O'Connor with our homily highlight from St. Mary's Cathedral.